Pleased this morning to be joined by Mr. Mark Winters. And Mark is a dynamic performer, a musician, and he's coming to Afton's Ford Theater on April 11th. Mark, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Dal, for having me. I'm excited to visit Afton, Wyoming for the first time. It's going to be a great time for me for sure.
Well, we're excited too. Tell us a little bit about your music style and what types of things you like to play and what people might expect when they come and listen to you.
Yeah, I'm all about the positive vibes. I think I was born to sort of seeing the best in the world and the best in people. And so I love writing about the places I visit, people I meet. I'm also a bit of a science nerd, so I try to blend in a little bit of science, not too much, but just enough to be true to myself. And maybe a little poetry as well. My grandma taught me when I was a young boy to write poetry. And so that's kind of an amalgamation of all the things that you might hear. I'm really influenced a lot by John Mayer and Jason Mraz and Vance Joy, kind of that indie folk or folk blues style. And I'm looking forward to sharing some positive vibes with Afton.
Now, Mark, you talk about being a little bit of a science nerd, but I have never spoken to a musician who has a degree in aerospace, aeronautical, and astronautical engineering. How did that happen? How did that happen that you went that path with your life, and then you also are a musician? Talk to us about that background.
You know, that's a three left turns makes a right or something like that. I think that was one of my grandpa's sayings. You know, I love math and science. I grew up loving the sciences in general. At the same time, my grandmother taught me to write poetry and paint when I was five. And so I've had kind of this dual brain thing going on, sort of fighting myself. Coming out of school, I really loved computational fluid dynamics. It's a field of study in physics about fluids. It's part of the aerospace engineering program. And really enjoyed the math and science part of that. Took a job in the simulations industry working on helicopters and jet fighters, and really was enjoying myself, but really didn't find the creative energy that I wanted in the people that were in that industry. I ended up taking a left turn. My musical journey started actually in 2011 when I picked up a guitar to sing a song for my wife for our anniversary. She's a lovely person and stimulates me often to do crazy things. I really fell in love in 2011 with delivering music to people that you care about. And my history as a poet led me from that moment of just emotional, I guess just total rapture, I guess, is what it was, to writing my own music and sharing my own perspective, as I found other people's songs sometimes just didn't say the things that I wanted to say, you know? So went through school, had a great time, took a left turn out of engineering and ended up in music. And I really haven't looked back since. I started writing my own original stuff in 2018. And I've just been on a great journey ever since, met some amazing people.
Mark, I was speaking with Mark Winters. And you're on a tour, Mark, which includes the Afton's Ford Theater coming up on April 11th. Tell us about this tour and some of the places that you're playing and maybe some of the instruments and some of the things that you do in addition to your songwriting.
Yeah, so I'm on a tour for 60 days. I guess I'm 10 days into the tour. My tour is taking me from hometown of Sugarland, Texas, which is a suburb of Houston, a little circle around Texas, and then out through New Mexico and Wyoming and California and Canada, coming back through Arizona and Denver, and then a few stops along the way in Idaho and Washington, then back around through the central part of the U.S. through Washington and Seattle, and then back into Oregon and then Houston. Well, I guess Fort Worth, Amarillo, and then Houston. So just a wonderful tour. I think we've got 40 some odd show dates. First time I've been on a long tour like this. I've been a few small runs down the Gulf Coast and through the central part of the U.S., but never anything more than 10 or 15 days. So this is the longest I've been on the road. I enjoy playing the acoustic guitar. It's a solo tour for me. So you'll hear me playing acoustic guitar, doing some looping during the show, and I sing and I play a little bit of harmonica. I also play lead guitar, but I won't be doing that this trip, as you need a little more of a band to support you when you're doing that sort of thing. And along the way, I might write a few haikus during the show. We'll see. Sometimes I'll do that live as well, as that's my poetry form that I love to create.
Well, as you mentioned, you like to write songs and things about places you've been and experiences you had. So in all possibility, it could be that someday you'll write a song about your performances in Afton, right? I mean, that could totally happen.
It could totally happen. I started writing a song. I'm in Denton, Texas today. I started writing a song about Denton, actually, about... I'm pulling a trailer. That's kind of my tour vehicle. So I have an SUV, and I'm pulling, a regular, like a 20-foot small trailer. I started writing a song based out of Denton here about trailer life and how it kind of insulates you from the world. So I think, I'm sure I will find something cool and unique about Afton. And certainly I will write a few haikus, which is my normal thing in the morning. And then I'd love to write a song about Afton and some of the beauty there. That's part of what I love uncovering while I'm visiting, is taking a run through town and enjoying some of the scenery and some of the cool magic of each place that I visit.
Speaking with Mark Winters, and Mark, you're on this tour. People can get tickets, and they can get that either through your website, which is markwintersmusic.com. You're also here as part with the Salt River Arts Society, so saltriverarts.com. You can get tickets there. Just a reminder, Mark, anything that I haven't touched on that you might want to mention in terms of how people can come and watch and listen and participate with your show coming up on April 11th at Ford Theater?
I'm releasing an album as a part of the tour. It's called Acoustic Me. The next single's coming out pretty close to the performance date. I'd love to have people dial in for that. As well, you'll be hearing songs from the album that haven't been released yet during the show. I'm just excited to meet the people of Afton and to visit for the first time. It's going to be amazing. Ford Theater, here we come.
Sounds like a lot of fun. I hope people will come and enjoy what sounds to be a great show, Mark Winters. Mark, thanks for joining us this morning, and good luck in the rest of your shows and safe travels to you, and hopefully we'll see you on April 11th.